Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Ethnic tension in northwest China. That's the sound this morning of thousands of ethnic Han Chinese carrying clubs, machetes, and homemade weapons marching today through Changjing province in response to riots by local Uyghurs. It's a continuation of tense ethnic protests in that northwest region of China. And those clashes between Han Chinese and Muslim Uyghurs have left over 150 dead. Joining us now is the China editor for the BBC, Xiong Chen. He's in London this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what do we know? It's very difficult to report from this particular zone in China. What do we know is going on right now?
Well, what had happened after the Sunday riots with, as you say, 156 people dead and about 1,000 people injured, the tension there is getting almost out of control. I've heard the Han Chinese going on the street, but that's a kind of, I think, a deliberate attempt by the authorities to release a kind of pressure valve for the Han Chinese, and presumably a large part of the dead and injured are the Han Chinese there in the capital city. And so from the grassroots level, the Han Chinese and the indigenous Uyghurs didn't see eye to eye to each other, and after what happened on Sunday, they feel they have been suppressed as well. So apart from that, the situation in the whole region is really still tense, with thousands and thousands of armed police and troops standing guards in most of the major cities and towns in there. And the trouble is it's very difficult to control the situation even with such tight control.
Well, Xiong, let's talk very specifically. This latest violence appears to have been sparked by anger over two deaths of two migrants in Guangdong province, which is actually far from the rioting. But can you distinguish this kind of ethnic tension from what goes on and is maybe more familiar to our listeners in Tibet?
Well, there are parallels to what's happening in Xinjiang and Tibet. That is, there is a local resentment to the central government policies and controls in their respective regions. For the Tibetans, it's more to do with religious freedom and cultural preservation. For the Uyghurs, apart from the cultural and ethnic issues, there's also the job opportunities too. We've seen the Chinese economy developing so fast, and the central government is also trying to develop the western part of the region to tap into the natural resources and to create wealth for that region as well.
And as growth in China begins to stall in the midst of the recession, we've already been warned that this could exacerbate ethnic tensions. It sounds like at the very least some of that is going on here. Xiong Chen is China editor for the BBC,
right,
joining us from London. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.